From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A firm that estimates the impact of natural disasters is saying insurance may end up covering less than 40% of the cost of rebuilding from Hurricane Irene. The New York Times reports the firm, called Kinetic Analysis, says the reason is that much of the damage has been caused by flooding, and it's unclear how many of the homes and buildings affected have coverage for floods. Estimates of damage from the storm are running at $7 billion or higher. The Times reports that could make Irene one of the 10 most costly disasters in U.S. history. National Guard troops are airlifting emergency supplies to communities in Vermont that have been isolated by flooding. Jan Lindholm of Vermont Public Radio reports that Craig Fugate, head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, says getting an accurate assessment of the damage there is proving difficult.
Fugate says FEMA's first priority has been to focus on safety and life-sustaining missions. But crews are already working on damage assessment and hoping to get a dollar figure to the president quickly.
I'm telling you, days, not weeks. And we'll be working with the governor and his team as we go literally road by road, washout by washout, to look at the damages and the homes impacted.
With more than 260 damaged roads, dozens of bridges destroyed, and hundreds of businesses and homes in need of repair, costs could rise into the hundreds of millions of dollars in Vermont alone. For NPR News, I'm Jane Lindholm in Colchester.
Wildfires sweeping through parts of Oklahoma and North Texas have destroyed dozens of homes and forced the evacuation of hundreds of people. Dry, windy conditions are fueling the flames. Michael Cross of member station KOSU reports one of the blazes is in Oklahoma City.
The fire began shortly after noon with temperatures in the triple digits, wind gusts above 30 miles an hour, and humidity in the teens. Oklahoma City Fire Chief Keith Bryant says the men and women battling the blaze have had to deal with these extreme conditions all summer long.
They're a little bit acclimated to it, but they train to work in this type of environment, obviously, and they're conscious of the environment. So they know, you know, their work periods can't be like they would be in cooler temperatures.
Firefighters in the rural part of northeast Oklahoma City are working to keep hot spots from flaring back up and threatening homes. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Libya's rebel leaders are threatening a military assault against remaining forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi unless they surrender by Saturday the areas of the country they still control. That includes Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. At the United Nations, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says it's important to unfreeze Libyan assets held in other countries because the rebels need financial support now.
I cannot overstate the urgency of this moment. Time is of the essence. The people of Libya are looking to the international community for help.
This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is set to urge Congress today to approve a stopgap spending bill to maintain funding for airport and road construction projects. NPR's Jim Hawk reports the president is expected to emphasize that failing to do so will cost badly needed jobs.
President Obama wants Congress to avoid a repeat of the type of partisan fight over temporary funding that shut down airport construction programs for 2 weeks in July. The president will urge lawmakers to pass extensions of both Federal Aviation Administration airport programs and Transportation Department highway and transit funding. Without the extensions, the law authorizing the aviation ticket tax will expire September 16th, and the federal gasoline tax, which pays for transportation spending, will expire September 30th. Jim Hawk, NPR News, Washington.
The group Amnesty International says at least 88 people have died while in detention in Syria. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the group says it believes the victims were arrested for participating in anti-government protests.
The report says people died from beatings, burns, electric shocks, and other abuse. It says among the dead were 10 children. The group says it has the names of some 3,000 people who've been detained since a massive anti-government uprising began in Syria in March. Syrian activists say that number is much higher. More than 2,000 people have died during the crisis. The Syrian government claims it's battling an armed insurgency. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
A federal judge has blocked key provisions of a new abortion law in Texas. The law requires that a sonogram be performed before any abortion, but the judge struck down a requirement that doctors describe the sonogram images to the patient. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.